Joining the Red River Farm Network is SDSU Extension Beef Feedlot Management Associate Warren Rushi. And Warren, today we're going to talk about feeding cattle in the winter. And to be quite frank, you know, this winter has been pretty fair to producers and feeders in the Northern Plains. So, of course, that has to be a high note we can start out talking about is, you know, it hasn't been too rigorous of conditions for feeders.
No, it really hasn't. This has been, you know, for all of the Northern Plains cattle feeding belt, this has been one of the, you know, better feeding periods in memory in terms of temperatures and precip and so forth. You know, from the ability to get cattle started and up on feed, we really haven't had a lot of problems, and you know, the cattle are performing accordingly. When we have more favorable weather, you know, it certainly helps.
Well, and of course, there's many parts throughout the Dakotas that are actually a little bit on the too dry side of things, you know, with some flurries here and there that's maybe helped settle the dust. But were there any concerns going into this feeding season with a little bit of dryness?
There was, you know, certainly in September and October, you know, there were some of the cattle feeders that were really concerned about bringing bull and calves in because of dust conditions. You know, we had some precip events, you know, kind of in that, mid to late October, early November time frame that served to help settle the dust a bit and, ease that transition somewhat, you know. And I, you know, as you alluded to, yes, you know, we do need to be concerned about moisture conditions as we start looking ahead towards next year. But from a cattle feeder standpoint, drought conditions in the winter really isn't too bad. We'll take that. With the idea, let's get some time in the rains as we head into spring.
Well, as you and I both know, living here up in the north, winter is going to come sooner rather than later, and we've been pretty fortunate up to this point. But as, you know, some of these cooler temps start to move in and we're going to get a snowstorm here and there, what can those feeders be doing to make those cattle as comfortable as possible?
Well, you know, for the most part, you know, the cattle feeders up here are really, really, really skilled at taking care of livestock and keeping cattle comfortable and performing during these conditions. You know, the trick, though, sometimes is when do we do some of these different strategies, particularly bedding. You know, for the most part, our yards are designed to provide some additional winter protection. You know, that's kind of a built-in feature. The bedding component, though, is the one of the things we can do that we really have some decisions to make. When do we start? How much are we going to bed? Does it pay or not? Because we certainly know we're adding to workload. Now we have some additional work to do, not only in terms of getting the bedding out, but then taking the bed pack out of the pen during the spring, summer, fall months. So, you know, so one of the things that we did at South Dakota State University to help producers maybe get some insight and some data on some of that is Dr. Smith and his graduate student conducted a study in two studies actually in 2019 to help kind of answer some of those questions as what kind of benefits we might get from bedding.
Well, and Warren, can you walk us through some of those benefits, not only from the animal itself, but there's economic benefits, of course, on the producer side?
Sure. So in 2019, you know, as I think most of our listeners would remember, that especially that January through April, May period was particularly challenging from a cattle performance standpoint. So we had they conducted a study with finishing cattle where they bedded half of those and didn't bed the other half. These cattle were fed on concrete pens at the Ruminant Nutrition Center just north of Brookings. And what they found was that by providing bedding at about 4 pounds per head per day on average, there was a roughly 40% decrease in maintenance cost for the bedded cattle. During the January period, cattle gained over one pound a day more on roughly the same amount of feed. And those advantages continued all the way out to when those cattle were shipped. The non-bedded cattle caught up a bit, but not completely. And the cattle that weren't bedded required an additional 35 days on feed to hit the same end point. So from a cost standpoint, you know, that was roughly a $90 additional feed and yardage cost on the non-bedded cattle. And so in that instance, providing bedding for that entire feeding period reduced overall cost, enhanced profit by about $62 a head. The second experiment they did was in the fall of that year when conditions were more moderate, a bit more perhaps like this year. In that case, and this was on a receiving calves, still saw an 18% difference in maintenance cost favoring the bedded cattle. From an economic standpoint, that was maybe a bit more of a break even because there really was very little difference in terms of performance or feed efficiency. One of the things that we didn't really measure, and it's hard to do on these smaller pen studies, is if there was any kind of differences in health outcomes. We didn't see any difference, but in a larger feedlot setting, it's possible that those non-bedded cattle would have been under some additional stress, and that might have shown up in terms of things like health cost, increased sickness, or death loss.
Yes, well, of course, Warren, as we wrap up the conversation today, any final thoughts that you want to add in, and is there any useful resources from SDSU that can help producers with this decision?
Sure. In my view, and first off, a couple takeaways. Number one, remember these studies were done on small concrete pens. So if we're in larger dirt pens, that's a little bit different environment, might not have quite the same response to bedding. But in really severe conditions, even in those kinds of facilities, I think we need to look at bedding as an insurance policy or an emergency fund, if you will, as a something we've got in our back pocket. So when conditions really start turning on us and we get to experience the more severe side of winter in the northern plains, we have this as a resource that we can use for the cattle to reduce overall cost of gain and improve cattle comfort. The other resource we have that can help people get maybe just a bit of a look ahead is what kind of things might be happening from a livestock stress standpoint is the SD Mesonet Livestock Stress Tool, and that's on mesonet.sdstate.edu, has a tool on that will pull up called the CCI Index or the Comprehensive Cattle Comfort Index that will give people an idea of what kind of cold stress their cattle may be under currently and then over the next 2 or 3 days.